Hi, I'm Guy Cook. This is the Guy or Cook Report, and we're talking today about how to make a video out of a slideshow. So you're familiar with, I think Microsoft makes a product called PowerPoint, and I use LibreOffice Impress. And what I did was to take that Impress product, the presentation therein, and then record it with Screencast-O-Matic to get the MP4 file that I uploaded into the Facebook family group. So on my Linux computer, since my flatbed scanner that used to work in Windows but not in Windows 10, I plugged it into the Linux computer, and then I create a folder with the date as year, month, day. Like you'll see, if you go to the show notes, theguyorcookreport.podbean.com, it's got this all written down there. If I scan 10 or more pictures or so, then I think that's pretty good collection. And I save it onto the hard drive of the Linux box. And I open up the photos.google.com, create an album with that same name, and then I upload those pictures into that album, right? So then choose to upload from the computer is the option you get. The images that are scanned earlier to have access to them from the Windows 10 computer are now in the cloud in the photos.google.com. I open LibreOffice Impress and create a set of slides using those same images that I uploaded to the photos.google.com. And since when I did it, the images were 4x6 prints. So I make that size be the size of the images in the window. And then when I'm playing the slideshow, I don't want it to be full screen because that's going to enlarge the image and then get blurry. So like I show you in this little graphic here, you want to go under presentation mode in the slideshow settings, select in a window, okay? And that'll be just right. Open Screencast-O-Matic and adjust the capture size to be in the 720p like it is now. And then layer that record window over the Impress slideshow and then start recording. Once you start the slideshow and then narrate each image about who, what, when, where, and why it is, and then use the left mouse button, not the space bar on your computer, to go to the next image in the presentation, because it'll make a resounding thunk, I learned from experience. So if you have a closed private group on Facebook, that would be a good place to try this out the first try. Make sure you've dotted the I's and crossed the T's. I hope this helps you in your efforts, and you know how to get a hold of me if it doesn't, if you have questions. Anyway, happy Wednesday to you. Thanks for taking time out of your day, and thanks to the patrons that support the Guy or Cook Report. It's a wrap.